Penguin Audio presents When Demons Walk by Patricia Briggs. Read by Jennifer James Bradshaw. Chapter 1. Sham sat on a low stone fence in the shadows of an alley, pulling on her boots. In the darkness that even the moonlight failed to reach, a sea breeze caressed her hair. She drew in a deep breath of the fresh air. Even the sea smelled different here in the hilly area of Land's End. The Sibelian conquerors, like the Southwood nobles before them, had chosen to make their homes far from the wharves. In Purgatory, the west side slum where Sham lived, the ocean air smelled like dead fish, old garbage, and despair. She stood up and ran her hands lightly over the silk of her courier's tunic to make sure that the black and gray material hung properly. She had to fluff the opaque sleeves twice to keep them from revealing odd bulges where she stored the tools of her trade. It was still early in the winter season, so the silk was warm enough if she kept moving, but she was glad the trousers were made of heavier material. After bundling her other clothes, she tucked them out of sight in the lower limbs of a tree that graced the garden behind a wealthy merchant's house. Messengers were common on the streets of Land's End, Southwood's capital, even in the darkness of early morning. Female messengers were not, but Sham was lightly built, and on the streets could pass easily as a boy, as she had for the